Hi everybody, this is Jessica Saucier coming live here at Channel 5 Jess News. I got a Jessism for you. This motherfucker, okay, so it's storming and it's dark. This motherfucker, like, literally, I'm about to throw up all over John Stamos, and we don't fuck around like that in John Stamos, okay, guys? We just don't fuck around like that. This motherfucker, I'm trying to lose him, and I will speak, has his goddamn motherfucking ugly ass brights on, and he's following me. Like, I'm literally going to pull over so he can pass me. I'm pulling over right the fuck here. Go ahead, motherfucker. Get the fuck, and I'll make a point. Go. Thank you. Get off my fucking ass and don't fuck with me with the goddamn brights. Like, I can't fucking see. I got a goddamn, he's driving like a goddamn maniac, first of all. Yes, I realize I drive a Camaro. And yes, it's really, really goddamn difficult to drive really fucking fast. And he knows. And I'm about to speed past this motherfucker. Nah, Jess, don't do that. Don't do that. You raggedy ass piece of shit. Stupid fucking piece of shit you are. Seriously, though, guys. Like, don't goddamn put your brights on. Don't do it. Like, I wear glasses, first of all. And, like, doesn't even fucking matter if I wore glasses or if I didn't. You are blinding me with your gut. Like, it enrages me. Like, I'm enraged. I want to turn around. And I want to fucking just be like, yo, bro. What the fuck? What the fuck? I made a point. I put my blinker on. And I pulled over at this little fucking community that we pay fucking HOA fees for in a single family residence in the state of Florida. At the end of the day, we don't need to pay any HOA fees because we're an SFR. But that being said, we're detached. We are so detached. We're detached. We are a single family unit. There's no reason to pay all these fucking HOA fees. So I pulled into the fucking HOA fee, motherfuck. Oh, speaking of, they have a board meeting tomorrow. Yes, Jessica Saucier coming to you live. Channel 5 will be on the HOA for my community. I can't fucking wait for that. At the end of the day, guys, don't fucking put your brights on and drive. Don't fucking put your brights on and drive if you don't have to. Like, if you're just doing it because you're a cocksuck, then get the fuck back home. You shouldn't even be driving Uber. Like, I have a goddamn mic right now. Thank you. That's all I have to say. Bye, guys. I don't know why I got so high-pitched. Bye, guys. I think I'm so hoarse because I just can't shut the fuck up ever. So, bye, guys. Hey, guys. This is Jess, 101 Realism. This is, like, probably my 7th podcast, and I just recognize the fact that I haven't actually introduced the name of the podcast until right now. There's a place and time for everything, ladies and gentlemen. At the end of the day, I just was having a discussion with my dog, my Doberman. She's a mix, but she's definitely a Doberman. At the end of the day, guys, what's the difference between saying that's bullshit or that's horseshit? I mean, those are two completely different animals. And, you know, does anybody say that's cow shit? I don't really feel like I've ever said that's cow shit. I've either said it's bullshit or it's horse shit. I mean, why can't it be fucking giraffe shit? Why can't I just be like, that's giraffe shit? I mean, is the giraffe not worthy of being used in profanity? I think it's a compliment. You got a bull and you got a horse. I mean, those are two pretty prominent animals. What about a tiger? That's tiger shit. That's cheetah shit. That's cheetah shit. Or, you know, what about that's German Shepherd shit, you know? It's a lot to say, though, when you're pissed off. That's German Shepherd shit. So I'm going to make it a point to, this is probably going to be a really short podcast. I'm going to make it a point in life, and I think you all should as well, to use other animals when you're talking about things that are blasphemous. The reason why you say bullshit and horseshit in the first place. Cow shit just doesn't feel right to me, but calf shit? I mean, no, that's calf shit. You can't talk about a baby like that. What about that's
That's mouse shit? No, that seems kind of pussy if you ask me. That's hawk shit. I like that. That's hawk shit. It's falcon shit. What you're talking is falcon shit. But like, what would you do if somebody said that? Like, or let's see. It's rhino. It's rhino shit right there. It just doesn't have the same effect. It's stallion shit. No. Stallion's a horse. That's Black Beauty bullshit. I mean, that's a horse that's famous. It's fictional character. Fictional horse that's famous. Along with just your typical bullshit. That's alligator shit. That's shark shit. That's shark shit. That's octopus shit. Now I'm just like really reaching here. So I would love to hear what everybody else has to say. Why do we always have to use horse or bull? Why can't we use something else? Jess 101 Realisms. I can't even say my own name in my podcast. Jess 101 Realisms. Boca Raton. Raton. Boca. Don't worry, guys. These podcasts are going to be few and far between because I'm finally motherfucking going back to work soon. Thank fuck. Because although I've enjoyed my days laying by the pool with my dog, having discussions about why do we use horseshit or bullshit, I'd rather be in the office closing loans. No offense, Coda, because I can talk to her about this when I get home. So this is Jess. Later.
Why are those words?
Got Susan here, and we're interviewing about my whole bull versus horse. She wants to say grass. Grass shit is what she wants to say. Grass shit.
Ant shit.
Crystal shit. Cockroach shit. Bird-like cockroach shit. Chloe shit.
Okay. Can I
finish it right? Oh, chair. Like, that's basically...
Right, like, why is it shit and why is it not chair or tub or...
Because tub's not fun water. To say when you're pissed. Right. Oh, tub. Like, that's not fun to say.
Oh, wizard.
Oh, wizard shit. Wizard shit. That's the one. That's the one. That's the one. Thank you, Mom. I knew I came to interview you for a reason.
Shit.
That's wizard shit, ladies and gentlemen. Wizard shit. Thanks, Mom. She says, yup. Like, just doing you one of your ridiculous favors again because I'm a nutcase. That's wizard shit. But wizard shit, I feel like, is a little more acceptable. Like I feel like when you're like, that's that wizard shit, I got it. Wizard shit would be like when you say shit in a good way, like that's the shit. Like my new sunglasses are the shit. Like basically, so it'd be like my new sunglasses are the wizard shit. It's wizard shit. That's wizard shit. What's vodka shit? That's sky vodka shit. Now I'm reaching, like I said, it's like I'm looking at everything and I want to say shit afterwards. Like, that's fork shit. That's a hard thing to say. Say it 5 times fast, guys, to yourself. We're out loud. That's fork shit. 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 Can't believe I actually was able to pull that off. It's a lizard shit. It's palm tree shit. What the fuck is growing on our palm trees? Mom, what is growing on the palm? And what is that shit? Like, there's like little baby bird nests. All it's bird shit. Well, bird shit's like not anything I ever want to discuss with anything because it's white and it's clumpy and it looks like porridge. It looks like porridge, whatever porridge may look like. But that's how I envision porridge when I listen to Goldilocks and the Three Bears. The porridge in their bowls looks like bird shit to me because it's white and clumpy. So I'm going to stop right there, guys. Oh, I'll come up with it, but no wizard shit for real, for like the cool one. Like, oh, check out my new shoes. Aren't they the wizard shit? But like, I'm trying to think of something when I'm pissed off, like that would work. That's snake shit. That is snake shit. No, snake shit I feel like would be like a conniving motherfucker that pissed you off, that did you wrong, stabbed you in the back. That's snake shit right there. I like that. But snakes are all right. Like, I don't know why they always have a bad name. Snakes are actually not like bad animals or anything. They just have a bad reputation for some fucking reason that I don't know. What's an animal that's just like pisses you off? You know what? A fucking llama. That's llama shit. It's llama shit. Does that sound right? Because they're just all like huge and weird and looking, and I just don't know. It's like a, it's donkey shit. That's donkey shit. I got it. It's donkey shit. That's bullshit. That's horse shit. That's donkey shit. Because a donkey is not technically a horse. All right. That's it. Bye-bye. Hey, guys. This is Jess, 101 Realism. This is, like, probably my 7th podcast, and I just recognized the fact that I haven't actually introduced the name of the podcast until right now. There's a place and time for everything, ladies and gentlemen. At the end of the day, I just was having a discussion with my dog, my Doberman. She's a mix, but she's definitely a Doberman. At the end of the day, guys, what's the difference between saying that's bullshit or that's horseshit? I mean, those are two completely different animals. And, you know, does anybody say that's cow shit? I don't really feel like I've ever said that's cow shit. I've either said it's bullshit or it's horseshit. I mean, why can't it be fucking giraffe shit? Why can't I just be like, that's giraffe shit? I mean, is the giraffe not worthy of being used in profanity? I think it's a compliment. You got a bull and you got a horse. I mean, those are two pretty prominent animals. What about a tiger? That's tiger shit. That's cheetah shit. That's cheetah shit. Or, you know, what about that's German Shepherd shit, you know? It's a lot to say, though, when you're pissed off. That's German Shepherd shit. So I'm going to make it a point to, this is probably going to be a really short podcast. I'm going to make it a point in life, and I think you all should as well, to use other animals when you're talking about things that are blasphemous. The reason why you say bullshit and horseshit in the first place. Cow shit just doesn't feel right to me, but calf shit? I mean, no, that's calf shit. You can't talk about a baby like that. What about that's mouse shit? No, that seems kind of pussy if you ask me. That's hawk shit. I like that. That's hawk shit. It's falcon shit. What you're talking is falcon shit. But, like, what would you do if somebody said that? Like, or, let's see. It's rhino. It's rhino shit. Right there. It just doesn't have the same effect. It's stallion shit. No. Stallion's a horse. That's Black Beauty bullshit. I mean, that's a horse that's famous. It's fictional character. Fictional horse that's famous. Along with just your typical bullshit. That's alligator shit. That's shark shit. That's shark shit. That's octopus shit. Now I'm just like really reaching here. So I would love to hear what everybody else has to say. Why do we always have to use horse or bull? Why can't we use something else? Jess 101 Realism. I can't even say my own name on my podcast. Jess 101 Realism.
Boca Raton. Raton. Boca. Don't worry, guys. These podcasts are going to be few and far between because I'm finally motherfucking going back to work soon. Thank fuck. Because although I've enjoyed my days laying by the pool with my dog, having discussions about why do we use horseshit or bullshit, I'd rather be in the office closing loans. No offense, Coda, because I can talk to her about this when I get home. So this is Jess. Later.